RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from Summer 1949. Murder set to music. The 154th adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Murder Set to Music. Chapter 1. Death on the Waterfront. Undoubtedly, the young patrolman whose beat covered a tough section of the West Side waterfront was a very good example of New York's finest, as the city's efficient police force had come to be called. His name was Bill Ryan. He had joined the force after seeing action at Saipan and Iwo Jima in the late war. That action, coupled with police academy training and some first-hand experience in crime fighting, had equipped him well. Brave, conscientious, ever alert to his job, he was the type of young officer whom superiors watched with interest, marking him in their minds for promotion and advancement. He was walking his beat now, broad-shouldered and erect in his blue uniform, nightstick swinging with deceptive nonchalance from one gloved hand. It was sometime after 8 p.m., and a dark night had mantled the city. Against an almost starless sky, the jewel-like lights of skyscrapers made an artificial constellation of their own, and the great West Side Highway, paralleling the waterfront, was a mass of moving, twinkling headlamps as traffic streamed in two directions. But below the elevated highway with its bright lights were the gloom and shadow, illumined only at intervals by spaced street lamps. Here, dark wharves and dock buildings, shaped vague and somehow menacing in the night, only a few of them in this section active with dock wallopers and seamen loading or unloading ships in isolated floodlit scenes. Trucks rumbled on the wide cobblestone street like shadowy juggernauts, and occasionally a police prowl car lanced the gloom with its headlamps as it cruised by. Young Bill Ryan, walking slowly along the line of docks, was here to do what those prowl cars couldn't. Their headlamps could only spot the big, obvious signs of trouble. Ryan's keen eyes must ferret out the minute signs. This meant checking every dock and wharf, testing every door, looking into every dark byway. It was a lonely and dangerous job. The waterfront, as always, was a place where crime was apt to breed. Its shadowy reaches and dark buildings might well harbor rats of the human as well as the rodent variety. Its dimlit bars could explode at any moment with some violent waterfront brawl. So far tonight, everything seemed peaceful and quiet. As theaters and nightclubs in the city were filling with amusement seekers, young Bill Ryan continued to walk his lonely beat, a chill from the dark river enveloping him as he strode along. Soon, a glance at his luminous watch told him it would be time to go to his call box and phone the precinct house. He would doubtless pass Johnson, a veteran cop, who also had this beat, on the way. He was striding by another dock warehouse, making sure the large freight door was securely padlocked, when his young body came to alert attention. The dark shape of a car had slowed some distance ahead of him. Its very appearance was a violation of the law.